Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring five songs from the breakthrough album from Marvin Gaye called What's Going On. 2011 marks the 40th anniversary of its initial release. Besides Marvin Gaye, this half hour, we'll hear from Edward Starr, the Commodores, the Four Tops, the Jackson Five, and Diana Ross and the Supremes. All coming up this half hour as we feature the Marvin Gaye breakthrough album, What's Going On, right here on Motown Memories.
So tell all your highfalutin' friends we just can't compete. It's only been a little while and I just got on my feet, and I'm still a struggling man doing the best that I can. I can only take it, girl. I can only make it, girl. Long as you understand. Yeah, baby, stop, don't complain, 'cause I'm aiming to make the grade. Forget those social plans, I'm the man and this is my parade. Why should we prove to Mr. Jones that we're doing fine? He'll find out soon enough, so let's not pay him no mind. And I'm still a struggling man, doing the best that I can. I can only take it, girl. I can only make it, girl. Long as you used to live. Those good times just won't come unless we struggle and fight. As long as you love me, girl, I know everything's all right. I'm still a struggling man, doing the best that I can. I can only take it, girl. I can only make it, girl. Long as you understand. I'm still a struggling man.
With Tom Fallon. Like Sunday morning, yeah. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yesterday's dreams, today are all sorrow. Just like your love, girl, fading away. Yesterday's love won't last till tomorrow. I know you're leaving, but what can I say?
Motown Memory from the Four Tops. That was Yesterday's Dreams, and that reached number 31 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. Before that, the Commodores with Easy, number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1977. And we start with Edward Starr's I'm a Struggling Man, number 27 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. You found the home of Motown Memories, and for this hour, we're going to feature 5 Marvin Gaye songs from the breakthrough album called What's Going On. 2011 marks the 40th anniversary of the initial release of this great album. Well, coming up, the signature tune from Marvin Gaye on this song, What's Going On? Well, the re-release of this album in 2011 states the following on the record cover. Quote, "This album is a meditative act of artistic rebellion. What's Going On broke the Motown mold. The album introduced Marvin Gaye, the company's sexiest prince, as an uncompromising singer, songwriter, and producer. And from the first day of release, it was recognized as a masterwork." Well, Marvin Gaye was at a crossroads at this time in 1971. He hadn't had a decent-sized hit in more than a year. He'd lost his duet partner, Tammy Terrell, to a brain tumor, and he wasn't touring or recording much. He had produced hits for the Motown group called The Originals, songs called Baby I'm For Real and The Bells, but he wanted to do the same for himself, and the company wasn't allowing it. Well, finally, Berry Gordy relented. And the result was this great album. Well, here is the title track, What's Going On, right here on Motown Memories.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some.
Jackson 5 with Dancing Machine, number one on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1974, and we started with Marvin Gaye's signature tune, What's Going On, number one on both the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts and the pop charts from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Marvin Gaye's breakthrough album called What's Going On, the 40th anniversary of this album, re-released in 2011. Well, coming up, another great signature tune from Marvin, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. Well, as the 1960s came to a close, Marvin, who was the most rebellious of all Motown artists, did more than rebel against his producers. He rebelled against the system that put the producers in charge. He felt that the artists were pawns and that the real power held by Berry Gordy was just not right. Well, furthermore, he drew an analogy between the order established by Berry and the American establishment itself, the military-industrial complex engineering the war in Southeast Asia at that time. Well, Marvin's outrage grew when the political became personal. Letters sent from his younger brother Frankie, who was servicing in Vietnam at the time, painted a horrific picture. Marvin couldn't dismiss his siblings' graphic descriptions of the murder and mayhem of a world gone mad. Marvin wrote at the time that, quote, "I felt I had to write about Vietnam because the brutality was so extreme. I knew this record could in no way be lighthearted. It had to be a concept album. First, I fought against the notion because the concept I had of America back then was so dark. The concept was depressing, and to be honest, I was seriously depressed. Was this the kind of mood I wanted to bring to my fans? So for a long time, I avoided the subjects that were haunting me and tried to write on the surface. Ultimately, I had to throw those songs away. I couldn't write another love song. Whatever songs I wrote, no matter how difficult, had to break ground and drive me to new direction." Well, here is Marvin at his peak in 1971. Mercy, Mercy Me, right here on Motown.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no.
wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Our veins ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand that?
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You have
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Half hour, we featured two great signature tunes from Marvin Gaye's breakthrough album called What's Going On, in recognition of the 40th anniversary of its release in 2011. Well, coming up after the break, we'll hear three more songs from this great album, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.